what you can see in front of you now is all African love grass. Obviously, it was all native grasses at one stage, kangaroo grass, and you do see remnants of kangaroo grass and wallaby grass here and there, but it's somehow just a better doer.
On Lauren Van Dyke's property at Bredbow, off the Monero Highway between Canberra and Cooma, African lovegrass is everywhere.
Because this soil's so poor, it suits lovegrass. If you increase the fertility, it starts to select for more productive plants.
So it's not just more favourable for more suitable species, you're saying, but it's actually unfavourable for lovegrass.
That's right. The concept's there. The challenge we've taken on with this project is to develop a methodology that we think will work and is also affordable.
That's scientist Greg Bender. He and Norman Marshall run a company called Australian Soil Management. They're convinced that by enriching soil using compost, other pastures will be able to outcompete the noxious weed. But Norman Marshall admits they need to prove it can be done economically.
It's about what is the minimum amount that you need to make this work. Then you can start to do the sums as to, well, this is the amount I spend every year on spraying. This is the amount of lost feed that I have every year because nothing's really going to eat the lovegrass. So if I go down this other method, is it an economic viability at this rate? And that's what is really needed.
Well, come on, we'll show you the site we had in mind.
Okay. Run across two 1-hectare sites, the trial will pit varying levels of compost and trace elements against lovegrass. It's currently part-funded by the New South Wales EPA. The company is seeking more money, but is getting vital in-kind support from the Cooma Monero Shire Council.
The compost is made at the Cooma Landfill Depot, and it's a process involving using green waste that we process on site. So that's, you know, wood chips, garden waste, organic waste, food waste, that type of thing.
Peter Smith is the Cooma Monero Shire Council's Environmental Services Director and runs the council's composting facility, designed to ease the burden on landfill.
The organic wastes can be processed into a compost. We also use animal waste from the Monbeef export abattoir in Cooma as well, and things like solids from the truck washer from the Cooma sale yards and stuff. So it's all mixed in together. It's quite a complex process, but after about a 10-week period of batching the compost, it's ready for use as a fertiliser or soil conditioner.
Peter Smith says the spread of lovegrass means providing the earthy brew free of charge is firmly in the Cooma Monero Shire Council's interest.
It's quite a problem for us because of the declining agricultural productivity. So we're really enthusiastic that we've had an approach from a private entity wanting to partner with council on something that has been a real struggle for both council and private landowners to deal with over a long period of time.
The trial will run for 3 years, but Greg Bender is convinced Lauren Van Dyke will see results well before then.
We're hoping we're going to see a reduction in the lovegrass and other grasses growing there.
Oh, 1 year, within 1 year.
It's estimated the noxious weed covers 80,000 hectares on the Monero alone, but Norman Marshall believes if the trial is successful, it's certainly possible to make enough compost.
Every city, every town has got so many tons of this that is just going into landfills. There is the volume there that can be used. And when you start to be smart about it, every abattoir should be filling in, instead of trucking away bones by the 20 and 50 ton loads, put it all into blood and bone, get it into the compost. So getting the materials won't be a problem.